It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling, everyone?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
It's Mraz, it's Bogus, it's a summer Thursday.
25 more hours of that. Hi.
Okay.
I'm Andrew. That's Pete.
Damn it, what is it? Happy Thursday, everybody. So Petey's with us. Caserta's with us. We've had a fun show so far throughout. Remember to get your booskies in at Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogish. We're going to tackle all the NBA midseason tournament stuff and just, or tournament, however you want to say, in just a moment. But first, let's finish that conversation on the Mountain West with San Diego State. I thought it was so interesting, Bogues, that San Diego State, how do you send a letter to the Mountain West telling them, hey, we're going to be bailing? And then you don't end up in a home and come back. Now, the only thing I could think of off the top of my head, Pac-12, Big 12. They thought inevitably they'd end up in one. Big 12 seems to be going really basketball heavy right now, which also could help San Diego State because they were just in a Final Four. I tend to think maybe the Big 12 and Pac-12 themselves don't really know what the heck the future holds right now. And that neither of them were fully ready to commit to a San Diego State as they try to determine their future. Whether that's a merger with each other or what.
Yeah, and I think also San Diego State wants the Pac-12. It makes sense, like, geographically. I think it's in theory, it still should make sense for, like, your legacy. But you can't go to the Pac-12 until they have a media deal, which apparently they're going to have now by Labor Day, is the new thing I read yesterday, that that the finish line is near, and they'll announce as the football season is starting. But that does the Aztecs no favors because you can't sign up for something that might suck. So you can't. Right. So they can't. And I think they thought they were going to have an answer on that, and that's why they started the process of leaving the Mountain West. Then went, okay, we're not going to have an answer anytime soon, so now we can't go. Please take us back. This is the Pac-12's fault. If the Pac-12 had a you-know-what together, the media rights deal would have been done. Maybe they'd be the better leveraged conference right now than the Big 12 is, but the Big 12 has jumped in front of them because they have their you-know-what together, at least when it comes to TV and media deals. So the Pac-12's ineptitude is to me, the main culprit here because it's kind of back San Diego State into a corner.
It's so bizarre. The whole thing's so bizarre. I like J.D. Wicker. I happen to like San Diego State, but it does feel a little embarrassing.
Yeah, because again, like, we've seen the letters, and the letter, the initial letter, which is, I think, from the school president, not from JD, it's not as open-ended as San Diego State, after the fact, says it is.
Right.
It basically says, we're going, we just want 30 more days.
30 more days to handle
the problem. So we have to actually be outside.
Yeah.
It wasn't as, like, what's the right word? Theoretical. It was a little more definite. So I read it the way the Mountain West reads it, is that you started the clock on leaving, and now we kind of don't have to give you a home anymore.
So do we give the Mountain West credit? Because the Mountain West, in theory, San Diego State's one of their premier programs.
Yeah.
So the idea that San Diego State probably thought, well, the Mountain West needs us, so of course they're just going to take us back. Do we give the Mountain West credit for saying, no way?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little middle, you like middle fingers. This is kind of a middle finger.
Right.
Because San Diego State has been so open about wanting to leave the Mountain West. They've been as respectful as possible while saying we want a better girlfriend.
Right.
Like, we're trying to, you're a 7, we want a 10, and we've got our eyes peeled. We have our eyes open. So I get why the Mountain West would be a stickler here because they don't owe San Diego State anything. So why not drive a hard bargain? Why not, you know, needle them while you can before you let them come back in? Because it also would be weird for the Mountain West. It's really almost football season. Like, schedulers are made and stuff like that. Like, you're really going to have a complication of San Diego State, like, being in the league, but playing games or not playing. Like,
well, hold on. That was for immediate? I thought they were going to be.
I mean, they say right now, like, you're not in the conference.
But I thought that was, like, going forward.
But, like, they're not in meetings anymore. Like,
oh,
so, like,
gotcha,
are you going to play a season?
That's where I misunderstood.
Yeah, no, they're not going to, like, cancel games.
Oklahoma and Texas are still in the Big 12.
Right, but, like,
this
are
year.
You going to do, like, right now, if you San Diego State's AD, JD, whoever, like they,
Wicker,
they can't go to meetings. They don't know.
You're basically a part of it without having a say in anything.
Right. Like they exactly. So like, are you gonna let them like play an entire school year in this weird limbo while you're having a somewhat petty fight? Or are you gonna say, okay, guys, you're back in good standing for now,
right,
knowing that you're gonna leave us sometime right quickly?
Fascinating. So either way, JD Wicker, a little egg yolk on his face. He must be saying, is this some kind of yolk? You know? Right now, so he figures that out. All right, now moving on.
Thank you.
Yesterday, Bogus and I, whenever we're going to do the show together without DA, is a little, what do you call it, a meeting of the minds?
Yeah.
Via text message, okay? We go about our days, and we reconvene at night as we're starting to wrap. We try to get ahead on what we want to do, okay? Hey, something, as co-hosts, is there something you know you want to talk about? Is there something you know you want to talk about? And we go back and forth. So I gave Bogus a couple ideas, some of which we've hit on the show, Joey Chestnut, Otani, whatever. And Bogus came back and goes, and I think there's new news on the midseason tournament, which is like chum in the water for me because I hate this thing. And I think I hate it more now than ever after yesterday's final news. Okay, there's two things that came out. The first thing I'm not going to kill the league for because I understand it. There's a potential for the winning team to get $1 million per player. Now you might be saying, you know, what does that mean? $1 million is still $1 million. And it's not like donate to charity. That's real cash that NBA players can get for busting their ass in this tournament. Another $1 million? Imagine going home to your wife and saying, I got a chance to win another mill. Well, you go out there and you hit every shot. So I still think that's good. Here's, in typical NBA fashion, we found the aha. We don't have a team in Las Vegas, but how could we get NBA basketball to Las Vegas? We're going to move the semifinals and final of this midseason tournament to Las Vegas to have the NBA have some in-season relevancy there without having a team. Aha! Now, here's the biggest issue of it all. Adam Silver, I think, has lost touch with what American sports fans are like. And this is not to be disrespectful to anybody in Europe, in England, which I understand is also in Europe, or any of these soccer fans, whatever. I understand that the soccer culture in Europe is that they have their seasons, they stop their seasons to have tournaments sprinkled throughout, and it's just what they are accustomed to and what they've grown, and they don't know any better. Americans, first of all, we're different because we like NFL football, not kicky football, which is soccer. Now, some like soccer, but you get my point. It's a different sport that's number one here. But also, we like our seasons. We like our divisions. We like our cute team names. We're not FCs. We're Grizzlies. We like what we like because it's what you grew up in. And change is like, hey, think about this. The pace of play rules in baseball were a good thing that actually was trying to bring baseball back to how it used to be, and it still made people uncomfortable and cringe because you were tinkering with things. I mean, the two-point conversion came out in football and people freaked out. So now having an NBA regular season, which admittedly gets long and boring, and saying we're going to add a mid-season tournament. You know, why? And the idea, Adam Silver's also said this, well, we think it's better for fan bases to think their teams are competing for more than one championship. I'm sorry, Adam. This isn't Wales. This isn't Madrid. If somebody comes up to you in the street to talk trash with their NBA team and say that they're the mid-season tournament champions and, like, you know, they're Grizzly fans and they never win NBA finals, you would laugh at them in their face and go, that's what you celebrate? Because that's what we are as American sports fans. So now that that's just the basis of it being dumb. The other reason it's dumb.
I don't actually think you need another reason, but please proceed.
So far, you're agreeing with me or disagree?
No, that's all that needs to be said, is that the base reason for this tournament is nonsense.
Yeah.
No one is going to care about this. The players aren't going to care. The fans aren't going to care. No one's going to.
EJ claimed he would care when we talked about it.
He has to. He has an NBA podcast. No one is going to find solace in raising some weird trophy the first week of December in Vegas when they don't make the playoffs or get upset in round one or lose the conference finals. No one's going to go, well, at least we had December in Vegas. It's just not a thing.
And I am not trying to say that every single NBA fan is also an NFL fan, but I'm trying to say there's a very high percentage that are, including college basketball too, like a very high percentage. like maybe 90% of NBA fans are also NFL fans. Now, maybe some people, I've seen the dumb tweets, I prefer the NBA on Christmas Day than the NFL on Thanksgiving. Fine, if that's what you think, fine.
Yeah, sure.
The bottom line is this. It's also a joke to call this a midseason tournament when it is going to begin play in October. That is, my friends, what we call a beginning of the season tournament.
Although I believe in their defense, they're calling it an in-season tournament.
Not a mid-season.
I believe I saw that
yesterday. Either way, we are essentially tipping off the regular season, and a week later playing regular season games that will also be tournament games.
Yeah, they'll have a little note next to them like, this game means something different.
The stats, the standings, all of that will count towards the regular season with a little uptick.
Right. The only game that doesn't count is the championship.
Which is also weird because let's say you get knocked out of the tournament. In however they figure this out, you're back on the court a couple nights later playing regular season games.
Right. So,
and also, by the way, this also must mean that the full schedule can't come out for the NBA, just the second half schedule or something?
No. So what what's weird about it is, from just an accounting standpoint, is the semifinals, so if you make the final four of it, and the way it works in general, if you haven't seen this, they're going to split the league into groups of three. And then, or groups of five. Yeah, groups of five, excuse me, because there's 30 teams. And then the six group winners and then the top two second place teams advance to the knockout stage, which is another soccer term. And you're going to go quarterfinals, and then the semis will be in Vegas, and the final will be in Vegas. Your stats from the quarterfinals and the semis will count to your season stats. But they can't count towards the team's record because those are extra games. Everyone's playing four in-season tournament games during pool play.
Right.
That counts towards your 82. But the quarterfinals and semis are extra games, so that won't affect your record.
But the stats will count.
But you can add or decrease your per-game averages.
Okay, so that was going to be my other question. Can you end up playing more games in a regular season standings mark than other teams? Because that would be funky.
Well,
I don't like that.
I don't think you can because that would affect playoff seeding or
right. Getting
in or not. So the pool games will count. That's part of the schedule. But the actual knockout games, those can't because then you have teams who have played 83, 84 games, 85 games up against a team that played 82. And if you won the three extra games, that might make you jump the regular.
Right.
So it can't be like that.
Right. Okay. And then bottom line is this. To have this thing finish out in early December, again, I don't know how you guys operate, and maybe, you know, all the single dudes out there will love it. It's fun to gamble on, whatever. Or girls, if you're into this. It is peculiar to me that as we ramp up the NFL postseason run, as we kind of start to put a bow on college football and head to the bowl season and what will now soon, by the way, be an expanded playoff, the idea that we think American sports fans, outside of the, I'm an NBA fan, I'm watching my NBA team play, but like some people watch all 82, some people watch, in December is a very busy month to have to make business decisions. Is that fair to say? You're watching a lot of football.
Yeah.
There's holiday shopping. There's running around. Every weekend is like another get-together. It gathers people. Tell you, roll your eyes. How many different, you know, different things going
birthday
on?
Birthday party.
Oh, December is an insane month for people. Insane month. We're going to now think that enough people are going to care about a tournament in Las Vegas to crown a fake champion? I just think that's the other thing. The tournament itself is a bad idea and a dumb idea, and it's Adam Silver misunderstanding, like, the American sports fan. But the timing is horrendous. This should be done. These games, you want to tell me NFL playoffs are going on? Well, at least it's the less NFL slate, and you're knocking off half the fan bases. Start playing some of these tournament games in January, and you know when you do this? You're so concerned about your All-Star game. The weekend after the Super Bowl, bam, your semifinals and final.
Right. Yeah, or coming, like, instead of the All-Star game being in that window, put those there. So December 7th and 9th are a Thursday and a Saturday. It's the second Saturday of December.
Is that the conference championships? No, it's the, probably the
weekend I would think
before.
That's the weekend after them.
Right.
Or.
So probably the weekend before we start playing Saturday NFL?
And eventually that would, I would think, would
that's
have to
Army,
be
that's Army-Navy day.
Yeah, but I would think that would also eventually to be a Saturday of playoff games. When we expand.
Definitely.
So that's a weird competition to
unless
take on,
too. Unless they don't do that because of Army-Navy, unless they're waiting a week.
I guess, or they don't care about and playing Heisman, further into January.
And the Heisman gets announced that night.
Yeah. It's just that but I don't know that there's a time in the calendar that would really make anybody care.
Right.
Like, I will admit, I've never liked the play-in. I don't think it serves the purpose it's supposed to serve. But at least the games have been more entertaining than I expected. But those are games that actually 100% matter because those guys want to get in the postseason. I can't fathom any professional athlete, any sport could do this. And I don't think any of the players would care enough to really make it matter. They're not going to play harder. I'm like, we already live in a world where guys are managing bad knees, bad backs, age, fatigue, and now you're going to make them play extra games?
It's nonsense. And that's only going to hurt the other stuff, because if you have to play hard for that because you're playing for $1 million,
right,
the regular ticketed games are going to be far more sitting out. This is a mess.
Yeah.
Adam Silver just, with everything that happened with Donald Sterling early in his general managership and Silver handling it the way it should have been handled.
And kind of the only way it could have been handled.
Yeah, he's kind of taken that moment, and everybody's, wow, what a great, he's the best GM, best commissioner. I find Adam Silver to be, eh.
Now, I would not promote the idea of going to a gym and yelling at him like Gelb has.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Hail Silver!
He's still living off of Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Because it was a weird situation with the Hawks where they're like guys caught on tape saying racist things, I think. Not sex thing, I think it was a racist thing. And like that wasn't handled well. And, you know, the play-in has been better than I expected, but it's not an earth-shattering idea. He has not revamped the draft to the extent that people have kind of floated about doing. We have less, you know, with the lottery being different, the top three team or the bottom three teams having the best chance, it's a little different, but it's not some outlandish wacko theory to completely eliminate tanking. He's a fine commissioner, but still the best thing he did was the thing that 99% of us would have done in the same position.
Yeah.
And kick out Donald Sterling.
So ridiculous. But people will pucker up, folks.
EJ
Stewart will be sitting there December 9th, telling you how great it is.
Well, because that's what his Knicks have.
Yeah. Orange or blue bloods.
Guess who else will be sitting there breaking that down? You guys.
No, we won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, we won't.
You're not going to break down Knicks-Nets in a
football season.
Commissioner's Cup game?
Football season. No, we won't. Not over my dead body.
All right, Sean Morash.
855-212-4227. You in on the tournament? Are you in on it? You give us a call now at 855-212-4227. Tweets at Sean Morris, at Andrew Bogus. All right, we come back. We're still stunned to a news. Some of your booskies to read. We have an analytics and a fail to end the show. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
We've got it all together.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to be honest with you. Came in like two breaks ago and moved my call screener off this high ground down here. DA's never had this. Why? Is there something else happening in this studio?
No, but I've been in this room when it's been down there. So somebody else, maybe that's where it is for Maggie and Perloff, because their desk is almost completely empty when they host.
Perhaps. Well, Cap, and when you ask Cap what's going on, quote, don't worry about it.
I kicked his camera the other day again. It's twice in like 3 weeks.
You kicked the camera?
Hello?
I don't understand. We've been doing this for how many years in the morning with me here? And there's four cameras. I don't know how many of, one of them works between me, the door, and my seat. And I navigate them flawlessly forever.
Four.
Now I trip myself on this voyage, and then if I go into Pete's room, there's the camera that's usually pointed at you that I never touched, and I've now knocked it out of its place twice in the last 3 weeks.
No big deal.
Pete's in quiet.
So I don't know if there's something wrong with me, if my limbs have grown unbeknownst to me, if
maybe
I'm losing some of my motor skills. Not good.
Wow.
Not good.
Well, that's a shame. Tweets at Sean Morish and at Andrew Bogish. Somebody tweets in something with an app that says, shouldn't CBS Sports Radio be my first option? Instead, it's WFAN in New York. Sorry, don't know what to tell you. Ed,
are you logged in as Sean?
Ed, PA Rams fan, tweets in, I'm not a huge NBA fan, but this is an in-season tournament. Sounds ridiculous. Where is the NBA Players Association? Oh, never mind. This actually makes sense. Where is the NBA Players Association in all of this? More games is more injuries. How is the NBA PA allowing this? Well, I guess it's only one or two more games in reality. Because the right. rest are regular season.
And it's only eight teams that would play the extra games if you survive pool
yeah,
play.
Totally.
But I think there are certain things that the PA actually doesn't have a say in. Like some things are not collectively bargained, or in collectively bargained, the league has rights to do things without the PA signing off on. I don't know where this falls. I don't know what the players think the trade-off is. That they'd be okay with this. To
right.
get, to get, maybe they got something else out of doing this, but I don't get it. I just don't think it's going to matter.
Right. I agree. I think it sucks.
And for a guy that's going to sit here and to tell you like, oh, and the, you know, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 100-93 last night in an in-season tourney game. So Milwaukee's now 1-1 in pool D.
It's ridiculous.
No, thank you.
You better make that update. Pelican brief. Timbo Slice tweets in, I'm toasting.
It's not funny.
I'm toasting AJ Kaplan. Wizard of Watch is an understatement. Cap is basically Merlin Gandalf. Does he mean James Gandolfini?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore all rolled into one.
That's interesting. That's two like fantasy characters.
Well, yeah, Merlin is a
and
wizard.
And a mobster. I wonder why the three of them would be together.
Like a boss.
Oh, a crime boss. That's
am I missing something?
I really love about how you pineapple. Read. Again, I really okay, love right. how you read.
What am I missing?
So slow.
Gandolfini. Like,
you never read.
Is Gandalf something? And I got that wrong?
No, you had it right. You said like
stop
a boss.
It.
No,
come
it's
on,
like,
guys,
a, bo-
come
like
on.
A boss. He's the boss.
He's the boss.
He's the boss of North Jersey.
Merlin was the boss of like the wizards
right.
group.
Make
and who was the third guy? Dumbledore?
Dumbledore?
That's a Harry
was the
Potter
boss
thing.
Of Hogwarts.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the headmaster.
Okay.
Gandalf. Let's see. By the way, it comes up Gandolfini. Oh, he's a Lord of the Rings guy.
Yeah? Gandalf?
Well, who would know that?
I mean,
he is such a hunk.
Pete and Greg knew it, not you. And the person who wrote the tweet knew it, too.
Look, I got to ask you. If you're still watching Lord of the Rings of 2023, come back to us. Ostrich Eyes tweets in, Thirsty Thursday, toast for the dad of the show, the voice of reason, AB. Your taste in music may be questionable,
but I still
respect the heck out of you. Here's to you potentially taking Perez's job. Hashtag Booskies.
Hashtag toast on
Booskies. I have booked more guests in the last week and a half than Sean has.
Where was one today?
DJ, I'm not the producer.
DJ Tommy D. Technically, we had none today. DJ Tommy D. Maybe this is the audition for my job. Nobody. DJ Tommy D. tweets
working
in.
Well.
I'm toasting to at Rob in the 3-2-1. I mean, who will DM? Who will he DM now that Mr. Sean Morris is moving on? Does he start stalking Andy B. or Mr. Telephone Man PDB? This is something bigger than we all think it is. Also, what happens to the football dips of the week? Hashtag Dipsy Doodles. That is true. Rob's going to have to pester somebody.
Giants. Rob already pesters me.
Pete, does he pester you?
Nah, somewhat.
Oh, boy. You know where it's going now. Right to that inboxer, Pete.
No Pete's in quiet here.
Close those DMs, bud.
No Pete's in quiet
Pete's
is right.
Pete's in quiet.
Pete's in quiet.
I just want to revisit something, by the way. When you were talking before, you said if you're still watching Lord of the Rings in 2023... come back to Earth.
Yeah.
Very Mike Francesa-esque.
Why is that?
It's just something that he would say. Like, you were only missing the voice, but if that was coming from him, that would be, I mean, it was spot on, yeah. Francesa.
He also knows Gandalf.
Yeah.
All right. Good for Gandalf.
But the Saratoga together.
All right, Greg.
It was
something.
A horse.
I saw Gandolfini once. He recognized me. Big fan of the show. Okay.
He invited me and Dog down to the set.
Didn't think it was right for the part, but I was wrong.
Remember when Eric Mangini was on Sopranos?
I know. The last episode. People forget that's the very last episode.
No.
Yep.
He's not in the last episode.
It's the very last episode.
No, it's not. Him and Carmella see him at Artie's restaurant. He goes,
it's
I'm going to go.
The last episode's an hour and a half. It's in the same episode. I just did a whole rewatch.
Is it a flashback?
No. It's the last. I forgot this. It's the last episode.
I'm calling BS on this.
I just finished a rewatch for the fourth time.
This says it's the second to last episode.
Was it that late in the show?
Okay, then second to last.
I didn't realize was that late. I thought it was in one of the earlier seasons.
All right, then I'm wrong. It's the second to last, but I knew it was at the very end.
Wow, okay.
Close enough.
Because the last season started, I kept going, when is the Mangini scene? When is the, and then I'm like at the end. To be fair, I probably watched the second to last and last back to back to finish my rewatch, but yes.
I love it. He's sitting. He goes, it's the coach of the Jets. I'm going to go say hello.
Yeah, I should say hello. So good. Like Mangini's waiting for him to say
exactly.
hello.
Yeah, exactly. How did that work out?
Yeah. Not good.
Oh, R.I.P. R.I.P. Jim. I think they called him Jim.
Yeah, they did.
Jimmy. Yeah, his buddies called him Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
And now, you know that Joe Ganascoli owns a deli in New Jersey?
In Jersey? He lives on Long Island.
But I think his deli might be in Jersey.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
I used to do radio shows with Ganascoli.
Really?
Yeah, during the 2011 Giants run at Hurricane Grill and Wings. It was on Blog Talk Radio. But yeah, me and Joey G.
Nice dude.
He's been to the block party before. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Vito?
Vito's a good dude.
Yeah.
Johnny. He says, don't mention Johnny Cakes, though.
Johnny Cakes, yeah.
I'm not lying. Something bad happened to that actor. He doesn't like talking about
it. Oh, really? Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? And if I'm not mistaken, it might have been a suicide.
Yeah.
And I think it's very, like, personal to him.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation.
Yeah. He doesn't like looking back at those episodes. He feels very bad.
Nice topical Sopranos reference in 2020. If you're still watching Sopranos in 2023, come back to Earth.
Come back to Earth. You and Gandalf and Gandolfini. Now that's a show. All right.
Anyway.
Vito?
I should probably look this up about Johnny Cakes, but okay.
Yeah. Bogey and I were talking about the great Norm MacDonald in the newsroom in the last hour.
Oh.
So enjoy this quick spot of brilliance.
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show it again. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for dentification.
That is from his final Letterman set, one of my favorite clean jokes, spontaneous like Sean.
By the way, the actor's name is John Costello.
Was, yeah.
Was, and he did pass away from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ooh. Johnny Cakes from Sopranos. Ooh. So I was serious about that. Joe always said, please don't. Mm. I think it was a very personal thing for him.
So now we get to switch gears.
Yeah, we're trying to lighten it up.
Play McDonald again just to lighten the mood.
Just a little palate cleanser. Chili, Sean, how do you like your chili?
With turkey meat.
Really?
Morales is fat.
As opposed to ground beef?
Yeah, I prefer turkey. The ground beef can burn my chest a little bit.
Do you go with
cheese?
Wait,
when you drop it on your chest or when you...
No, like the burn. Yeah, yes, the burn.
Do you do it with cheese, scallions, hot sauce? How do you dress it up?
I'll do a little shredded cheese, and I'll use Tostito scoops to dip in it.
Mm.
You know, Meraz is
You go
fat.
Over rice ever?
Ah!
Mm.
Ah!
All right.
Eh, I'm usually a chip and chili guy.
Chip and dip.
Yeah, no, now I'll do chili on a hot dog.
Okay. little coney dog.
Oh, my goodness.
But nobody makes turkey chili at a hot dog place, so you sacrifice the heartburn at that point?
No, or I do it at home.
You get indiscretion from it?
Yeah, like I'll dip pigs in a blanket in it.
There's a callback for you. I don't think Bilotti was in that day.
I don't even get that joke.
Remember
now,
when you
that's
said...
that's outrageous.
Pepto-Bismol, one of the things it helps cure is indiscretion.
I said that?
Yes.
No, it's indigestion.
You said it last week. Definitely wasn't in that day.
He sounds like, oh, did I say that 7 years ago? No, it was last week.
Was last
you
week.
Said this.
I quite literally have no memory of this.
Holy crap.
No, was it Monday? Because last week, I'm losing track of the calendar. Was DA here last week?
It was last week. It was last Friday or last Thursday.
Yeah,
or,
I was at
and the Pepto-Bismol
days.
Thing, and you thought it was upset stomach diarrhea. Indiscretion, not indigestion.
Hey, Pepto-Bismol.
My brain is fried. I have no memory of even having that conversation.
We played the emergency Pop-Tart clip.
Yeah, yep,
and
I remember that.
And DA said you didn't know what indigestion was, and we ended up on the Pepto-Bismol song.
All right. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Promise.
I mean, the audio exists.
So Cincinnati has Skyline Chili. And
it's not indiscretion. Why would anybody say that?
I don't know.
That's what we were wondering last week.
The comment of an idiot.
It's also not James Gandolfini from Lord of the Rings.
He's a rather stupid man. Cincinnati also has a baseball team that's worth watching, more palatable than most of the other 29 teams around baseball. Attraction number one, Ellie De La Cruz.
De La Cruz trying to add to it. He crushes. Upper deck, right center.
Take that 94.
A De La Cruz missile. He sizzled it into the second deck. A 5-1 Reds lead.
That's John Sadek on Bally Sports Cincinnati. They outclassed the Nationals 9-2 for their fourth straight win. Now two up on the Brewers for first in the NL Central. Some controversy surrounded De La Cruz's first AB because he was told to remove a cover from the knob of his bat that usually contains a blast motion sensor that's generally used for cage work and batting practice. De La Cruz has always batted with this covering during games without the sensor in it. So after he removed it during his first at-bat, it returned for the 455-foot home run. De La Cruz then pointed to the knob of the bat after the home run, and Nationals manager Davey Martinez was not too thrilled.
I think they understand. I hope they understand. I mean, you know, I play with Freddie. You know, Freddie knows I'm not trying to penalize this kid. I'm not. I mean, you know, I love the way he plays the game. I don't like his antics, you know, after he hit the home run. We could do without that. He's only got 2 weeks in big leagues, but he's going to be a good player.
That is true. Yeah, you don't like the way he plays, clearly, because he's...
If a guy hits...
What do you call it? An eccentric? An electric?
Eccentric.
Eccentric kind of player?
That's it.
Electric, too.
Flashy?
Sure. Yeah.
If you hit a ball 455 feet into the second deck, you can do anything you want at that point.
Can you, though?
Yeah, you can.
I'm actually in favor of all that. I love when pitchers fist pump after a big strikeout, too. And have fun with your baseball.
And I also get when guys get annoyed, and then if they do get shown up, they throw inside and hit the guy in the ribs the next time.
Oh, in the ribs.
Oh. Cincinnati starts the schedule.
I had good ribs on 4th of July, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You baby backs or spares?
Baby backs.
So you like them when they come off the bone?
Oh,
yeah, see, I like spares better. I want to rip the meat off.
You ever pick up a bone and then the rib meat just starts to fall off on its own? You drop it in your mouth and you dangle it.
No, I want a little bit of an effort.
I need a little chew.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't like it.
Life's full of enough effort. I don't need it with my
grab
ribs.
Grab the end and just strip it off. There's no fun or joy in that.
Right.
There's no challenge there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't want it to be like ropey and thready and like a battle, but I want to have to get it off the bone by myself.
So you like, you said ropey. I'm thinking ropa vieja.
Yeah. That's delicious.
You know what that's, do you know what that translates to? Ropa vieja.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yellow rice.
Yes.
Dude, your Spanish has gotten much better.
It has.
No, rope's red.
Yes.
Red beans and rice.
Nope.
Do we really have to, like, give this up?
No, yellow rice is Arroy's compañero.
Yes, it is.
All right, so
what? No,
just take the
what
last
minute.
What is
it? I see the box, the one I buy, the yellow
just
rice.
Just take the last minute and package it and put it together and send it off to the afternoons.
What is it?
Hashtag, are you sure?
You know the box you see at the store?
Yeah.
I get Goy mix. It's a Roy's Compañero. What
it
is it?
It's called Yellow Friend. You're right.
Oh, Friend is Compañero?
Yeah, that's how John Sterling comes on the air every night on the Yankees radio network. And I'm joined by my Yankees Roy's Compañero, Susan Waldman.
Damn it. What's rice?
Arroz.
So it's...
You got that part right.
Arroz Arena. No, wait. What's yellow?
Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Arroy's Amarillo.
Si.
Okay. Then what's Rojo?
Red.
So red what?
Not that word's not in play. This is ropa.
Yeah.
Vieja.
Ropa vieja.
Arroy's Arena.
What's ropa vieja?
Old clothes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God. He would have gotten that eventually if we gave him another five guesses.
Arroz Arena, hey!
Would he have gotten it by the end of the show on July 21st?
Not even close. Dude, old he didn't clothes. Remember indiscretion versus indigestion from a week ago.
And I won't remember this conversation. Arroz Arena,
hey!
We'll remember it tomorrow.
A box of Yellow Friends. Sounds delicious.
Oh,
got him two for one.
Stupid. stupid. You guys are so stupid.
I was going to play a clip of Alexander Mattison talking about becoming the Vikings' new running back, but it feels kind of indiscreet at this point. So we'll go to Stunt to a News.
All right.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Fellas, a supermarket employee in Colorado was fired after he recorded three men stealing approximately $500 worth of laundry detergent from the store on Father's Day. Santino Barola, the King Supers employee, was alerted to a theft in progress at the store, and the first thing he thought to do was pull out his phone and record it. Barola, a former military police officer, walked out of the store, and the three thieves hurried to load up a black Chevy, one opening the doors, another throwing a basket full of items into the back seat, and another struggling to unload the full shopping cart. Barola recorded this video, posted it to TikTok, hoping that somebody would recognize the criminals. That video was seen over 1.5 million times. This man found out when he returned to the store for his next shift that he had been suspended. A week later, he was fired.
Whoa.
Reason being, the company that runs this store is Kroger. They've got a chain of stores in the Rockies, and they have a strict policy against employees chasing thieves or intervening in a theft. So this guy's trying to do his job, do the right thing,
but
he ends up getting fired as a result.
He's not intervening in the theft. He's actually probably doing the right thing. He's not chasing them down, tackling them.
Right.
I'm going to record it. It's our only way we're going to get these guys.
Not making a citizen's arrest like he's...
I thought we were building towards he got fired for not stopping them.
Yeah.
But he got fired for... not stopping
for
them.
Not stopping them.
My dad years ago once tackled a guy with a pork loin in his pants. I'm serious.
My mom used to work at JCPenney. She has some great shoplifting stories.
Yeah.
One guy one time went into the changing room, blew up balloons into a duffel bag, and then walked out of the store to get tackled by security so he could sue them for...
Oh, that's brilliant.
Like, wrongful imprisonment or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He like set up, he wanted them to think he was stealing stuff so they would go get him, and then he sued them for that.
I went to a Macy's
once. He had done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I went to a Macy's once and put a pork loin in my pants, and when I got tackled, I was like, see, what are you guys doing?
People do crazy stuff. Somebody stuffed like a rotisserie chicken in their stomach and like left burn marks before. Bob's had a lot of theft.
I used to work in CVS when I was in high school.
Oh, imagine him running that place.
Oh, but there was...
The receipts are too long.
People would shoplift by putting a basket right by the door. Put the basket, everything in the basket, and then run out.
Yeah. Is that where you learned some of your tricks?
Well, whatever tricks they are, yes. We never chased that after them. We always would try to get a plate. That's it.
By the way, if I'm a supermarket, I'm hiring this guy immediately in the area.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. I was questioned once about a robbery. I worked at Sports Authority, and somebody cut a hole in the roof and came down.
What?
But they knew apparently like where the motion detectors were. They deduced what they took, so they thought it was like an inside job that people had tipped them off to like how the thing
was security
worked. It was like 1999. I don't remember the specifics.
That's a Mission Impossible.
But they like
stuff
knew
right
where to go that they weren't going to set the alarms off. So they thought that somebody on the inside had helped them like plan where they should go to take stuff. So we all got questioned by police.
Were you sweating?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
So, like, your favorite band, Pearl Jam, dare we call it an inside job?
Even flow.
See what you did.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I liked it.
All right. Jeremy's broken. So's our advanced analytics. Next, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
All right, Advanced Analytics, the question of the day. Was the canceling of the hot dog eating contest all a quote-unquote work to make Joey Chestnut look like an American hero? 48.8% said yes, 51.2% said no, so almost a 50-50 split on that theory. Our analytics department tells us Chestnut said Wednesday, I'm so bloated, I'm walking around Manhattan right now, had an arugula salad, and I'm terrorizing some toilets around here. It's not pretty, but I got it done. Ew. Some of Chestnut's other world records include a waffle, Eggo style, 81 waffles in 8 minutes. That's a lot of carbs. Taco Bell, 53 soft beef tacos in 10 minutes. I bet you I could put a dent in that. Gyros, Heroes, 38-ounce gyros in 10 minutes. That's a lot, especially if they're fully loaded.
30 10-ounce?
Yeah. And in our final analytics note, Pete Bellotti has days to burn, so he won't be working much in September and October. That from our analytics department.
True.
What will you be eating?
Who knows?
Okay.
Arby's. All right, when we come back, we're here. Now it's time for your epic fail with me out on the producing side. This side, we're going to do some throwback fails as we'll look back at some memorable Mraz moments, including this one from July of 2017.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Mraz, I'm so ashamed. I don't know how we can move on, and I honestly wonder if this is not a fireable offense.
And there's Mraz making a boneheaded mistake himself.
It was me trying to be heroic to save my dog because dogs are allergic to chocolate. I've been eating a chocolate chip granola bar to start the day, and I let my dog out. When I let him back in, I noticed he ran past me, and then he ran back, and I thought I had dropped the chocolate chip on the ground, so I rushed to pick it up and pop it in my mouth.
No!
Mraz! To save the dog from instant death from eating chocolate. Instead, only to realize that taste was not the chocolate. It was a long morning for me.
Why wouldn't you just throw out the chocolate chip since it's on the floor? Is that going to satisfy your hunger?
This is a question that has also been surfaced. I assume because I had only finished eating the granola bar maybe 3 minutes earlier that the 5-second rule was in effect.
What a crucial mistake and a drop by Mraz.
So I could pop it in my mouth. I knew it hadn't been sitting there for days.
It was shaped as a little chocolate chip?
I would say the shape was there. It was first glance. It was very small. It was early in the morning. It was a chocolate chip. But it wasn't.
What did this taste like?
Not a chocolate chip. That's the best way to put it.
Mraz is disgusted.
Tasted like what you'd think something like that would taste like. And immediately I woke my wife up, mouthwash, the whole deal.
Did you swallow?
Yes. Even the dessert coordinator doesn't know what to do with that.
You swallowed.
Pop the molly, I'm sweating.
You knew what it tasted like and you swallowed.
No, because it was just a quick, like, it wasn't like you don't chew a chocolate chip. I just popped it in the whole mouth and it went down. So it wasn't like I chewed and then swallowed, you know?
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Did you have any stomach irritation after that?
No, I mouthwashed about 17 times, brushed my teeth multiple times, drank 2 bottles of water, and got on with my day.
I have stomach irritation, and I've only listened to the last 60 seconds of this story.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
So the classic, that was July of 2017. So if anybody wondering, did this story come up? How was this the fail? No, it didn't come up today. We technically don't have a real producer, and so to limit the work, we wanted to go back and play some good moments, funny moments, from me as the send-off, because we did that with the, you know, the hot dog eating and kind of a semi-decade of DA epic fail stuff. I could not believe 6 years ago this month, I popped a dog turd in my mouth and thought it was a chocolate chip. So if you've never heard that moment, now you have. That's exactly what just went down. And I still say I'm a dog saver.
So again, this is the flawed logic. It's one thing to pick it up and say, I saved the dog, but you didn't have to eat it. You didn't have to eat it. You could have just picked it up and thrown it out and possibly saved your dog from eating a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
You put it in your mouth and it was dog poop.
I'll put anything in my mouth to save a dog's life.
Except you didn't have to put it in your mouth to save the dog's life.
Tommy Topspin, happy Thirsty Thursday. I'm toasting to finding old songs you really love but forgot about. Hashtag Booskies. Hashtag Rabbit Hole. Hashtag Bobby Caldwell. Hashtag Warpin. There you go. All right. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti, executive producer, Wheels of Steel guy, do-it-all man. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Thanks to Gregory M. Caserta on your updates, Bogues. Let's say we do it again tomorrow, buddy.
You might as well.
All right.
6 left.
Be good and be good to one another. The mothership disconnects.
And you don't wanna hate me.
You know that song?